we know that going forward, maintaining the health of our team members and our guests is a critical priority for us, and we will always stay focused on that. There's been some discussion recently about potentially passing a smoking ban across the Navajo Nation that would include the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise. As this issue has come up, the Gaming Enterprise has been very diligent in studying and understanding the potential effects of a smoking ban on this enterprise. We've had an independent law firm go out and conduct research to look at the impact of smoking bans in other jurisdictions and states and Indian country across the U.S. This study has included reviews in South Dakota, Delaware, Colorado, Montana, Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, West Virginia, Atlantic City, the state of Ohio, New York, and more, also with on Indian country in these states as well. The concern that we have is that based on all this factual data that's available across the U.S. in all these jurisdictions, that if there was a smoking ban passed, it would be including the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise, meaning our patrons could not smoke at our casinos when they come out to play and enjoy themselves. We would immediately see a 20%+ decrease in revenues. The important distinction here is not just about money. It's about jobs. It's about maintaining the quality of life for everybody working with this enterprise and the surrounding communities. We've shared some information with you this evening about what the gaming industry and the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise has been able to create and provide back for the Navajo Nation. This all would be put at risk. A 20%+ decrease in revenues would mean immediately that we would have to cut jobs. And when we have to cut jobs, what does that mean to the Dene people, the team members that believe in us and committed their futures to us? It means that many of them, probably 30% to 40%, would be faced with having to leave home, leave Navajo, and search for employment elsewhere. We can tell you, based on personal experience over the last 31 years in the gaming industry, as well as all this factual data from these studies, is that a smoking ban is not going to stop our patrons from smoking. What it's going to do is drive them to the neighboring states and the neighboring tribes, to all of their gaming facilities. And when that happens, our team members will have no choice but probably to follow, because they'll have to go look for employment elsewhere. The last thing that we want to do is create situations where our employees have to leave home to find work. And when that happens, that puts stress on the communities, stress on the families, and people being away from home when that's where they need to be. We have a team member who works for us who was in South Dakota when that region passed a smoking ban on their casinos. She and her family lived through this. It had a devastating effect on all of the employees working in not only the gaming industry, but all of those communities. Over a third of the people lost their jobs and were forced to move away from their homes in order to find other employment. Because those people had to leave from the area to live elsewhere and find other employment, grocery stores closed, retail stores closed, specialty services stores closed. Funding was directed and reduced for schools and emergency services. Again, families being forced to move elsewhere to uproot and leave the rest of their families in order to find new employment and ways to continue to support their families. It's important to focus on the Navajo Nation, though, rather than what's happened in the other areas of the country where these smoking bans have been passed. The Navajo Nation is currently faced with challenges with the closure of the Navajo Generating Station at the end of this year. In addition, the San Juan Power Plant is scheduled to be decommissioned in December 2022. The closure of those two facilities, which creates significant revenue that goes to the Navajo Nation and the general fund for providing for essential services to the Diné people, there has to be a new source of funding that has to be identified and found that's sustainable so that the people's quality of life is not interrupted and the Navajo Nation can continue to maintain its leadership position in all of Indian country.
Navajo Gaming Enterprise in Hiltahilna are Naritish Kitlens and Gogo Aya Sad Nat Agibet Ili Nast A Naki Tabi Tabi Tosset Asai Tabi Tosset Hasha added daid ol kide khaj la ich so khaya shi koron khil khan ne do khwa shi khay a ju khat e ya hat e da la da hat il a ba hat zo te ya e a da das na tsa gi kha sha a ti de na jo spil khaz ani gi e a de ban na re dil ban na re dil khil na to khwa pe sh ba na gi e tsa pina nast e na ki tsa pi tsa pi tsa tsa da la ti ti tsa pi tsa tsa kha sha a de sa na ta gi ban daid ol khil na to a ko shin la
Ahyehebab. Also wanted to take a moment and share some statistics about the health of our team members. We've been very fortunate over the past 10 years to employ an average of approximately 1,200 team members. In those 10 years, those 1,200 team members have worked a combined number of work years of over 12,000 years. When you take 1,200 team members working 10 years, you multiply it, that's 12,000 work years that our team members have put in support of this gaming enterprise and the Navajo Nation. Throughout that 10-year period, we've had a total of 6 healthcare cases, 5 of who involved new mothers that were pregnant that asked to be transferred to light duty positions, which mean they wanted to work off of the casino floor. They had no healthcare issues or challenges. It was precautionary. We gladly made those arrangements and moved them into light duty positions in what we call back of house areas. We had one case with a former smoker that had a health concern, and that resulted in a minor healthcare claim, and the individual continues to still work for us today. So knowing that we've had that many team members working for that length of time, it shows that our ventilation systems are working properly. We continue to invest in those and ensure that we have the best quality, best performing heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems that are available. We continue to maintain those at the proper premium level, and all future facilities will be outfitted with the same quality of systems.
Nikitas ket an ledigiro ka sen kon na handa ne sigit a si ye go e ya e ba khu lian do in dan ke sen long ban ji ke e ko do o bi shi a ko do ben ki sen ne do le sen no e ko do ben ki ko jo ne na ke sa ta ta then there's nothing to open la a team members ko ide nes nana khabla original town since then late na kit a ta ta media je kunen la e ndol ni spiga ho e deil ni ado tam na kit a ta ko e ya e ne sani na ha chen dal ni shi health care e ko do is ba ka ya do a han so shin ba ha ni zin sa e ya e a we ben da ho do le shi ta ko e ji shi ge it a jo go ni we go to a ta is go to o Una aljo, Adun the Adam, Nevego, the Dane, the Sequanan, Stego, Aun Shaguna, Nishi, Adot Ajogo, Nan Nishnach, Edigio Eque, Beba, Quilia, Ea, Gail Nishia, Hunzen, Adonan, Neve, Hadaj, Kitan, Zinigin, his ventilation system. Edo, I see, Njonago, that Edo, Njonago, a day jeho, out a day la, the Ea, without a bear. Ba khayanigi e da beni lige da beni ne so kun e geje ho e kun khaz ajno ba jolne
we believe as good socially responsible members of our local communities it's important for us to assist in educating our youth about the ill effects of smoking we would support an increase in a tobacco tax or raising the age that would be required in order to purchase tobacco-based products. We believe that the economic devastation that would be created from a smoking ban that affected the casinos would far more harmful to the Navajo people and this enterprise's ability to fulfill its mission that was approved by the Navajo people and the Navajo Nation leadership. we support these other initiatives to try to help educate our youth and protect them, ensure that they have a very high quality of life and they maintain a healthy lifestyle as they grow older.
Mr. Parrish, one of the text messages that came in, the question is, our Navajo language is important to us. And as Navajo Gaming, are we doing anything to encourage the teaching of our language as it relates to the Navajo population, our children?
Thank you, Ms. Michelle. The foundation of any culture and any society is their language. And on Navajo, as a Bilagana, and a part of the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise, it's a privilege for me to start to learn more about the Navajo culture and the Navajo language. I hope my introduction was understandable to everybody at the outset of the program. I'm certainly working hard to show respect for the language and lead by example in doing that. We have cultural sensitivity training that we do for all of our team members, and we also integrate the Diné culture into everything that we do. We use our Diné values as the foundation for all of our guest service. We also have one day a week in our employee dining rooms where we serve only traditional Navajo foods. It's a good reminder for all of our team members of the roots and the foundation of the Navajo Nation. There are additional things that we do where we share information about the different seasonal prayers and traditions and things that occur so that our team members have an opportunity to benefit from the richness of the Navajo culture. Me being Irish, my mother's, my maternal grandparents settling in Boston, and my paternal grandparents settling in upstate New York. My dad worked for the federal government for 32 years, and we moved all over the country. And so for somebody like me who doesn't have a community that I can go back to and call home and immerse myself in a culture and generations of families that have been neighbors for years and years, I have a tremendous appreciation for Indian country and what it represents. I've been very fortunate to work in Indian country for the past 16 years. I've been with Navajo Nation for the last 5.5 years, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to continue to learn.
Ako she e ya e di e ya e da da ga chi chle jene. Jo e shin ai wo chai shin ha e da do tle jo e so na 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 lo da. Ai ma ke la ka de ni se jo e e shin ai shin. Jo e e shin ko ben na she e ya e da i gi se ka ti shin be nei do ben si ge do e da bo o na lo e ka de shin shi ke ya do ko e shi gan la de de shin si ge do e da chan an ta ye ni ke in shi jene. Ako she e ben ni di e a han so shi e a sa gi a e wo wo tan la jon do le sin sen jo ju ne la
not only that in le casino na ya ja ga you see like in cashiers face a wal kha da ta ba kha la ya I don't like you driving to Fire Rock yacht eh welcome you know asian eight of that ya sanigi do pa ha za nege so you know that you know, in the Navajo language, you know, there is Navajo words, you know, this is where you eat, this is, you know, cashier and all that. I'm really, you know, thankful that Navajo language and culture is promoted in the casinos.
Bob, if I may, also wanted to point out that the design and architecture of all of the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise facilities fully reflects Navajo Nation culture. Each one of our properties is constructed with specific colors, artwork, designs in the carpet, wall treatments, signage, everything that reflects and respects and honors the Navajo culture and the Navajo language. We think that's very important for building relationships with our guests, but also instilling a sense of pride in all of our team members who are working in these beautiful facilities that represent the Navajo culture.
Ako biya has now no a d a the neck and back he should be scattered the lian. Chenol nanigito nana quinet heart at eggidot eggy a the neck a sack he should be did at in a yet at edolis. Ilon a the neck baby than is edoli. Ye chanan lidoli. Ilon a ya a put a putalia. If a no was a card again the Ozolugo. It out a ya a.
Bob, we'd also like to share a little bit about a very special program that we have in place, and it's our new internship program that we introduced in conjunction with the new Navajo Bluebird Travel Plaza project. We advertised last year to attract Navajo college students and college graduates to say, come back to Navajo and learn and help us build a business from the ground up. We have 20 interns working with us, and we're very, very proud of each of these Navajo graduates and college students that are pursuing advanced degrees as well. We've attracted students that are pursuing or have received degrees in civil engineering, business management, architecture, public administration, mechanical engineering, biochemistry, computer science, civil engineering, business marketing, journalism, design and architecture, master's degrees in sustainable solutions, public policy, associate's degrees in science, and then psychology, psychological sciences, and chemistry. So a wide, wide range of different fields of study. Somebody doesn't have to work just within the casinos to benefit from these different types of development projects that we're creating. These interns get wonderful experience that they can apply in any career field that they choose, which is why we've attracted so many very talented young Navajo members that may end up pursuing careers in other fields.
According to them, an idea about ordinary. So, yeah, eight or none, so at issue a back dot last dot. A day, a bet on Nesta, Dina Jones, because I'm busy. He'd have been educated. Oh, Afi Hudlon.
Bob,
agada da hil spasagi chodi bachelor of business management e ya da os khada kone hol jishin ashu in da e bachelor of science kuishin is on a d katna spas be channa adot le ai si to da gan de be o da so le gi e I khada in do kudo e sa do e ne lu wo to no ko yen si kad ne ko na chu bo e da bon ne zani gi a e na kha chen kha bi gi es ti o de il ne shla
You know, Mr. Parrish and Shanella, Kenneth, Otto, Bob, I just want to share a little bit about myself as it relates to our Navajo language. And I'm glad that, Mr. Parrish, you shared the information about bringing our Navajo interns in. Because what better way for our young Navajo people to learn the language is to work with our Navajo people. If it's not taught at home, like it was in my situation, and you move away from our nation and you don't have your fellow Navajo sisters and Navajo brothers or your Navajo people that you can speak, you know, your language to, then it kind of gets lost. So in coming back to work for my Navajo nation and for my Navajo people 3 years prior to this, I have improved on my Navajo speaking. I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. And the only way that we can teach our young Navajo children to speak Navajo is if we do it at home. So it's encouraged at home. And as we move away to find jobs, you know, we struggle with this. And so when we come back to our nation, we listen to our elders. We listen to those that speak Navajo. We have the ability to speak our language again, and it starts to improve, and this is what I'm constantly working on. So I want to thank Navajo Nation Gaming, and I want to thank the previous administration for allowing me the opportunity to come back and relearn my language and re-educate myself in speaking the language and reading it and writing it. A lot of our students will go on to college and that's where they have to learn how to read it. That's where they have to learn how to write it because it's not taught at home. So with Navajo Nation Gaming's employment opportunities, as we continue to bring our young people back, as we continue to employ those that were employed off the nation, again, it creates the opportunity to speak our language.
Oh, thank you very much. That, you know, that's very, very wonderful. You seem to progress a lot. Do that. Of course, Shiban says, okay, so, Ako halit a ya e nit edoli hito da a hui nash to kun holjus odina do da do do it a da doli o ilong ban sa ke stide e kan a jons ne ni ke ba ya ti ibn nash ka ti shin ba ta ti do in da da ibn nash ka ti shin sho chi ni zi a ke da da ni to ni do hun liang go e zhen qin ne le an ja a ji zhe den qin ne zhe ke o long do de Lego yet, eat on Lego e dahdi, but on dal de do da in na date. There's life out there. nanigi jo e e e shi yin ndi ko do nebiza ba or nanigi e what echo the nation long ko do e navho pa na ha was ha ko shi ani gani nanigi ta 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 ki ne ko ye ko do it o pik ta has anigi ta e de ya e ko ni na ba ha si ro ni
Okay, Shanella. There's another question, another text message that came in. As we talk about jobs and creating jobs for our Navajo people, one of the questions was, why is the pay below minimum wage? Mr. Parrish, if you could help address that.
Thank you, Ms. Michelle, and thank you, listeners, for that question. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise has a salary and wage program that's based on surveys of the entire Southwest region. So it includes New Mexico and Arizona, and it includes lots of different industries. So the wages that we pay are actually very, very competitive, and they're based on the cost of living and the wages that are paid in similar industries in the region. We also want to share with you that there are lots of different components of the compensation, the benefits that the team members receive. For example, our healthcare plan, our team members do not pay a monthly premium. That's paid for by the enterprise. Most different companies pay or ask their team members to pay a very high monthly premium. In addition, you also have co-pays and out-of-pocket expenses associated with being able to utilize the benefits program. Our program is very, very low cost. It provides a very, very rich benefits package that also covers dependents in a way that is superior to most industries. We also offer tuition reimbursement of up to $7,500 per year. The reason we do that is because education is very, very important on Navajo, and it's important to all our young people as they're learning and growing and choosing their career path and determining what they want their future to be. We also provide special savings plans, a 401k plan, so that you can save money tax-free. And there's a match program that the enterprise provides. So when you contribute monies, there's additional funding that's provided to you for your long-term savings. So just like the gaming enterprise is putting money into the Master Trust Fund to strengthen the future of the Diné people, we're also providing monies for the 401k programs to help create a stronger future for our team members. In addition, we also have extensive training programs, which we spend a lot of money on to make sure that they're productive and helpful and that they help our Navajo team members and all of our team members, all of our Naunashe, to be able to learn new skills and advance, get more money, get into management, and all the way to the highest ranks of our enterprise.
Nagai dai nai dai ke hut a ya e pa na de to hut a da ni shu shu a ya e tam e a ke il ke di ge ya li ge da shi da ya nan de ho ya e ne be chen ba il ge no a de sa o sa la jo ko ko do e na ta ya na zi o no e ni ke ya e di ko do tuition den de so ni ma a shi da bi ga da so nan de a don le sa shi e ya e da da in ne shu ge a ho da na jo shu sa zo a go yazin dan de do na ha ge ge e a bi ga go in e zen a kun de ni ko do e o ho a don na na de ku shi 401k da da te ge e be san de a ko a he de ne zo e na ka chen bi ya na zo ne lo e il ni a ko be na shi be la khan za ke zo e o yet at an wait o yet a be cho de sa bi ga ko e ya e ya banan de ho e ya e
Many of you out there in Navajo land and may be interested in considering a career with Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise. You may be interested in learning more about how to get started with us and apply for positions. We shared earlier that we've done 6 job fairs in the last 6 weeks. We have approximately 160 positions open right now in all areas of the enterprise. That would include the Upper Fruitland chapter, the Seticon Hogback chapter, the Church Rock chapter, and then also the Loop chapter. we'd like to encourage you to reach out to our human resources department. You can go online to our enterprise website and also visit the casinos and apply for these positions. We have lots of opportunity to invite you to come in, become part of our team, take advantage of all of these different benefits that are available, and create a career for yourself that will enable you to stay home, to be part of your family, be close to your family, and immerse yourself and celebrate the Navajo culture every day. Bob, if I may, I forgot to mention, was talking about benefits for our team members, is that we also offer paid health club memberships so that when our team members have some free time, they can go to the gym and work out and take care of themselves in that way. Additionally, something that's very, very important is we also allow for a traditional ceremony, and we reimburse for special ceremonial services such as Mr. Kenneth Maryboy would provide as a medicine man on Navajo. So we're very, very pleased and proud of this package. We want to continue to grow these benefits and work closely with our team to create a brighter future for everybody that's involved.
Very interesting. It makes me really want to go back to work for the casinos. Yeah, I mean, I've worked there before for a couple of years in Far Rock, and I enjoy it. There's the benefits of now too, and it's very welcoming. Entertainment. We don't understand enjoyment. We think that, looking at it from the outside, we think that, well, I'm going to go to casino and I'm going to win big. And then a lot of times we walk out with our heads down, but we don't understand entertainment. I guess one of the things that we need to also teach people is this is entertainment. This is enjoyment. This is only at a casino you can eat good food because you know that it is inspected any time of the day, any time of the hour. It is safe. And there's you can go to a casino and, you know, just meet friends and, you know, enjoy yourself. We need to also learn that as the entertainment you know, you go over there to relax and have a good time and meet friends.
Ado sa sa pe ha do zigo jo e do be ke be ha at the ha do ni jo e gi si ni ye da in de ko de ben na sh the next en sa ke na a jong sin le ni gi ku jong je do na ye be de ti gi de do na a jong e ba ye ti a ko ben na sh no e ya e shu ban sa ke so e ya e ha jo il e do jo ba ko ni so no ko do na bo ho ba ben na ni gi da zidada chang den kodo da ko the mail swachi di get it open yet a the din da so the neta bena ho jo sin ho ya de shi da an le le o di la shaman le la shadan le la shte je cho ek e o li ge shi da ge si leni at shi the nebik is ni ya that's important so kodo e ban just case e with that an yet an ba
don't the day the hat a the sunny dust quay he kaya. Should I eat it? Oh, you kunta kaito. You get on the has tra the hitta nette. To eat all you see it. It's a sense of therapy. Le hawada hat issue where naho tito a letter where na baji yon na acha raho. Because there's people there. People are having a good time. And you do, when you see other people having a good time, you feel good about it. It's a sense of, to me, you know, it's a sense of therapy because you forget what's out there. Asha Nia, Mr. Mary Boy.
Oh, that's a good one. I think it's a huge one. In the night, you get a social impact. It's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah. You're right. I think it's a good one. Ako ahut aw da il zilne ko shin to shin khayat eta ako e ya e alet a e to zo da to yo la pesin zan alo ta ahut ana halo nan na ko jon jin ke beto shin ni ha ha yo na ya e do ta ko e le chota ha zan ma san aw da na a da na ta to a so sa to e so da zan e chan nan di ke yo e de ne be bi il a ko se da ho na na a da ne ni ge da therapy your wife ho ne le. This is my therapy to get away, just to go and enjoy and come home with a good mind. Neither ashi ne nonsense. I should do one just case. She should do. Ah, one just case go up in that Japan. See case of our young. But and so she Mr. Perry does not in any get. I get as Iggy. A job out when it's you know, it's going to open a broader picture of in that. Sure, dig eyes, nail up. Oh, but la.
So, Laganic education, hospitality, will ya? Ula, what else? Adnik education, Chile. So, which leads me to one of the text messages that had come in as well. We've shared a number of successes. We've shared a number of great and phenomenal returns to our Navajo Nation, to our Diné people. And so one of the text messages that had come in asked, you know, we have, because gaming is part of a hospitality venue. So the text message that was asked is, if we had the opportunity to engage in Navajo Nation hospitality and work with our hotels and restaurants and different things like this, would we be able to accomplish this and be successful with it, Mr. Parrish?
After having been on Navajo and serving the Diné people for the past 5.5 years, I'm very pleased and proud to be part of a much bigger business environment where we have some very, very capable and strong sister enterprises. And we mentioned a few of those at the beginning of the program. The partnerships that we have with those programs and enterprises are invaluable to us. Not one enterprise can do everything on its own. What we need to do is continue to partner with each other and help one another and play to each other's strengths and grow a hospitality, gaming, entertainment environment for all of Navajo. This is very, very important for us. We've had several different meetings and partnerships along the way that have worked very, very well for us. We're so excited about our Navajo beef program and the ability to provide the new beef and sausage products, also our Navajo Fizz soda program. And we've got all kinds of ideas on how we can expand on that. There's several other ideas that we're pitching to our board of directors and show them that we've done our homework, our financial analysis. We believe in our team. Our team can do anything that our board and the Navajo Nation leadership asks us to do, but we believe in partnerships and working together. Together we all progress.
hospitality khat ishin o lige shon jono go e ye na alnish ki ten hish aj khalit a e te tenost ki no ye na des kit nde o da what so e e ya e bin na shbe chana itli do be hot team members ye ke holzen ado ke den na go do e ya e jono go ye ke na alnish e gi ni ta do e be ta ni a ki bin na go e ya e khan so go shin ki nanish nas abab chona akum be ka shibit ko e ya e ba khas se jo e da khun aaj team le ni ki bil ke le de jo khat shi season de da po hone zang khat to ne so no le ndo e eto le ne ki jo e ba ni ni ki be chish ka e ape shi ze no e ya ha ti
also like to introduce something else that's very exciting for the gaming enterprise that we haven't talked to our KTNN listeners about yet. And that's the introduction of sports betting coming up on at our New Mexico properties beginning this football season. So we're going to have sports betting at Fire Rock Navajo Casino, Northern Edge Navajo Casino, and then also Flowing Water Navajo Casino. The gaming compact with the state of New Mexico allows us to offer sports betting. So we're going to be rolling that out this coming late August, early September. Very, very exciting for us. We're actually partnering with MGM Resorts, MGM of Las Vegas, which everybody knows. MGM Resorts has their own sports betting division that also specializes in technology and social media. They call it their MGM Roar Digital Division. So you're going to see our advertising roll out for Fire Rock Navajo Casino Sportsbook powered by MGM Roar Digital. We're very, very proud of this partnership. The MGM Grand or MGM Resorts Company is a premier company just like the Navajo Nation and Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise is. So it's a very good partnership with two very, very top quality enterprises working together to offer sports betting for our patrons. So we're very, very excited about this. On the Arizona side with our Twin Arrows Navajo Casino Resort, we are working with the state of Arizona and the other tribes within the state of Arizona that operate gaming to change the compact, which is the agreement that the tribes and the states enter into in order to expand and modernize gaming on the Arizona side. So we're hoping that next year for the 2020 football season, we'll be able to offer sports betting at Twin Arrows.
Eden jone ko na khata ho zada ai si peta nesh astrono ko do ya ha zi ndi it a ge di ti na di ja ndi it a ge e do ni ki ta bela na ste na ge ta na ge da kha na at so Las Vegas MGM ho liya bas ka an do jo e gi si a do da ki che ga ni gi do na na si na di ja gi ndi it a ge de khu shi ta a e a do yes ani gi ka den hi ta do e khan so shi aaj nahi nil sadok ade be net khatole sind it aho aaj as anegi edik at kwi goshi as a aaj tapeti lige do lesik at ngai september ho jibi ge ado khal ji sole even nas e chisk on ado no ido les a sin khasta ta hanne to a channa ho e ni ge atsin stage bi sans ani bti su ko it ana halon ko e ya e nikhel khote ya chu no ba na zo zid o ba he hilna.
And also, I want to thank you on knowing the fact that I can't go to Alaska and get crab legs. So your seafood nights is excellent. Thank you. And also, the other one is your card membership, your Eagles and all that. I think that really attracts players like myself.
Bob, thank you, sir. We're actually getting ready to roll out some new benefits associated with our Players Club. Our members will be able to have one card that works at all of the properties, and you'll be able to use your points at any of the properties for meals, for hotel stays, for free play, for anything that you want. So we want to make sure that all of our guests have the opportunity to play and enjoy themselves at all of our properties, and that Players Club is an important program for being able to provide additional value to our players.
Nevet khat eda jaga hoda nalsos waiti in la da binjit kunj nehgi wayos ta ado a players club is nisa Egido han sourcing at Nasnahitish Nel. Sa eya e not kindolis. Eight the dot and na jones persons ango e be on nishko in and kindolis. Nana sato. A coon as aunt, our eya ek at deca holds you, she dig at the punnet and kitten now holds you. Eight on a cabal no sundolis. Eight of that she bed at need. Ask to know ye by the words they.
If I may, Bob, I just want to share one or two other key points. As part of our grassroots information sharing campaign, members of our Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise want to work with chapter officials and the 24th Navajo Nation Council delegates to be able to come out to the chapters and meet with the membership, with the Diné people directly, and talk to you, get to know you a little bit, allow you to get to know us and ask us questions so we can continue to build our relationships with you. We're very pleased and proud to be part of this enterprise. We're very grateful to be able to serve the Diné people, and we look forward to the opportunity to meet you in person. We'll see you at the Navajo Nation fairs that are coming up. We're very, very excited about those. It's a great time for all of us to get outside and enjoy the fresh air, eat some traditional Navajo food, wear our turquoise, and enjoy music and rodeo and each other's company. That's very, very important to us. And so ultimately, everything that we're doing is part of the community. We're not perfect. There's always more things that we can do and better things. We want to continue to be better Nath'anis. We want to build a strong Nan Nishe, a strong team that can carry on and carry this enterprise forward. So even if the economy gets tough or competition gets stronger, that we're able to flourish and protect the needs and the interests and the long-term prosperity of the Navajo people.
Khalat ayya ay khan sokoshin ko akho khayaj de je to na na ba na da da ige na da khoy ji shi khoda ta o da na khan da kha na shi is kha ko ni zin di ga a a hi ni la di a hi ni la illo ayya ay khon han sokoshin ba is kis de li na shi to khe ha ji ni la
akho da na ta o da ni a da a da shi na tsa gi on behalf of the Navajo people and on behalf of players we like to also thank you for allowing us to get into the 4th of July festivities free of charge, and that is from the casinos, and I thank you very much. I think it's going to happen again during the ceremonial, I understand. Akonana tedo lilto adana adashina dan hito natalto akot e khodat egon haiken asla aro aron ya peso yo hisnit adonen zen sane dost khuido aro khod khana zen bagandan lokon peso na hin tekot tukodo eni na yos khat ar khuido milchi khodo ya nage nakhid nazna tina tsatina astha ta mil so choko eni che nani te khod na no sleni chon hilno en hilkhadne do aros loud ada tego khot in sasada ada tego khot aro enal tha ada khoda tego peson dan tegi at enal tha na kirna za tino aso tino as tha de mil cho jo kho ani cho na lia cho no e khoda ba jil na.
I guess we'll take, we had one more question that had come in, Mr. Parrish, and the question is, when are we looking at opening up a casino in Page near Antelope Point?
KTNN listeners, thank you for that question. Page is an area that we've studied. We've had some independent market analysis done, and there's a lot of growth opportunity in the Page area. That being said, we have several different projects that are being considered right now, and so what we're doing is putting the analysis together for all these different projects and picking out the ones that we believe will generate the most jobs and the greatest economic return back to the Navajo Nation. We'll make those recommendations to our board and ask for our board to approve those for us. And once they do, then we will go to Navajo Nation leadership. Again, we work very closely with the Office of President and Vice President, the executive branch, and all the supporting departments and staff there. And then, of course, 24th Navajo Nation Council. We also couldn't accomplish our projects and things without the help of the judicial branch and the help of Department of Justice in putting together our agreements and making everything work for us legally to protect the sovereignty of the Navajo Nation. So the long answer I just gave you is that we're very excited about all of these opportunities and just ask our listeners to stay tuned because as we finish our homework and we continue to prepare, we'll be ready to roll out more information and share more with you going forward. So we hope that you'll stay tuned and that we'll be able to continue this dialogue with you again in the near future, whether it be on KTNN and KWRK or in person at your chapter meetings. Okay.
Akonanat era johat era ne khonde ne tha alte to le chotan ne ado ka ne tha yi khato le to he da dil zi khela ti de na jong sta ye ye chokata ar na ist khela do khela hot a ya shikha do lo sat e da zin zin la johat ban ban e kha da e je ki jo e de et tren ki jo no ko do ya ne chna jan a ko ar da sna sa gi do ado in ta to alert yan ya te ho di shilnen zo da ad di na ke an do da na jong sta ya te da Akoda, a hen not the Hazol Zito, Ado in the Altoch Yan Yat Ada, Tanigito Ebony, Akot on Hunta Hot, Ado, Ado, Nare. We also need one in Kayenta. Now I see there's a lot of tourists going through. I went to Kayenta and I saw a lot of tourists going through, and it is nice and it's beautiful. Aja Akot Ela Ko Hasha, but on Akita Hajinzi, Mark, Kenneth Alesh Atlap. Benani at ana kida haljinizi.
Oh, Dani, what a Nagago, what a bad bandal, de course, a chosen. Benina, what age? I don't know, Nash, the Nil, Kidash, Chequende, Adot, Ego, Adet, Jean, was sought at Daha, pushing it or Tarebe, Kashipit's harder. What are it out down? Adob Nash, the Christian, never get a hazard, was he still out at Netta, and at Halton. Yobonet, Lont, a Haja, a Hunda, Kajo, had a seed adult, OEA, old was net a shint adobe, by neat, and a machine John Dolly, and sort of one just Kizuko, here, but on how arguing hido, and so she did a seed, old Kitanadi, machine, but all even so banana seed or little care. But
it on Alain Lynch is not ours, as you ought to eat a kahitine.
Mine alone. Oh, it's not a chair, I be but horn in slip. I don't ask she was a shindo, but Annie does a chair. I don't want to rush an old and new, I ya e, the Nancy, or it's not as a good eat, negate, and a oh. A court, Nana Shinali, any raises at that. A court, I bet like egg it out on us for Zed or Shislan, I should dash, must shut the shaday, just a solution now. A chair that was out that she's not up when that it holds you.
My soul yet, and they might that yes, ye quite might by the skis. The yas, yah, the quay, yos, what the quay.